Welcome to the Healing Room. I'm your energy healer, Ariel Hardy. So today's teaching is for you healer types or people interested in the energy field, spirituality, for those of you who are reading books on chakras, you yogis out there all learning about chakras. So chakras are just spinning discs of light or wheels of light. So what it looks like for me as an energy healer is it just looks like swirling or whirlpooling light. And my hand will get sort of sucked into those vortexes and spin along with the spinning disc. And that's how I know I've hit one. When I'm just feeling along the energy field and my hand gets pulled in and my hand starts moving round and round, I'm just keeping my hand loose on my wrist and just letting the energy move me, then I know I'm in one of your chakras. And so that's how you can also learn if there's a new chakra evolving in people that's showing up in a different place. Like I remember the year that all of a sudden people started showing me they had a little vortex in the top of their foot. Not just the arch of their foot, but also on the top of their foot. And so there are just times where we learn a new level or people evolve into a new level. So there are a lot of myths out there about chakras or these vortexes or these whirlpools of light. Some of the myths are that I'll read in books here and there. I like to go to the bookstore, pick up a book on energy healing work, and then I get so mad I just put it back on the shelf and storm out. So it's like I wish I could read a book and learn something, but I read them and go, that's not true. That's not what I've seen because I've studied this myself for I guess 22 years seriously. I've done it for a living for 20 years and a half at this point. But when I try to have a teacher, I never can because basically I'm learning directly from my spirit guides and angels, and everything I see from them is pure. Everything I read in a book has come through a human. It's kind of like the Bible, right? How much of it really came truly from God and how much was it interpretive from a human? So it's the same thing with energy healing work. Find out for yourself. Ask your spirit guides, have them move you, have the energy move your hand. If you want to learn some of this, go to my videos page on arielenergyhealer.com and look at those videos or purchase some of the videos that are for sale so that you can learn how to be moved by your guides, how to learn directly from them. So some of these books that I've opened or people who've called in for sessions and have gone to these healing schools will tell me that the chakras are supposed to spin a certain direction. I would throw this out because you're probably confused by now already if you've been told this, because you'll go to one person and they tell you, oh, they all spin clockwise. And then you'll go to a different practitioner and they say they all spin counterclockwise. And then you'll read a book that says for women, they spin this way, for men this way. And then somebody told me they spin every other chakra spins the opposite direction of the chakra before. Whatever. So don't let your brain get in the way there. Don't memorize how a chakra should go. If you're practicing energy work or you're doing visualizations for your own chakras just as an exercise to get them fleshed out and cleared out, be sure to just relax, tune into the energy, the light, see what's in there emotionally, pray, bring God's light into the chakras, and just let the chakras do what they're going to do. If your hand is pulled into the vortex, let your hand be moved. Your hand and your intention to clear that chakra is enough to give information to the chakra to clear itself. And it might throw your hand to the right for a while and then suddenly stop and go left and then right and left and right. Sometimes a chakra will fake out the block within it. So if we're trying to get a block of energy unstuck from somebody's vortex or from your own vortex, the chakra will sometimes just spin right, left, right. And it's kind of like dislodging a block down in there. Think of it as a piece of gravel or a rock down inside of the whirlpool. And it's going to go back and forth or down inside of a wheel. And then all of a sudden it's going to spit it out. Let that happen. Just let the chakra have its own intelligence and just get out of the way as much as you can. Touch into it, pray, and then let everything else just happen. You should be learning every single time you do a healing. Every time you do a visualization or a prayer or healing on yourself or someone else, you should be blown away by something new that you just learned, especially in all the beginning years, like the first 10 years, 12, 15, 12. I'm still learning. I've done this 20 and a half years, and I learned something new today. So you want to Let the energy field guide you. Let the energy move you. When I used to teach classes, that was one of the biggest things I taught is don't push the energy. Don't think that you know how it's supposed to go. Don't think you know, okay, this chakra should be spinning this way. Get your brain out of it. You should not know. Let that chakra spin your hand. You just keep praying and bringing in God's light. Thanks for joining me in the healing room. This is Ariel Hardy.